Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Mark chapter 9. They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent. For on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down, and he called the 12. And he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Just recently, after Christmas, my son and I were able to go to Finland. We had got to enjoy the cold weather before it actually hit St. Louis. Negative 10 there, and negative 10 here. But one of the things I enjoyed the most about going there was the bread. And all my missionary colleagues who were from Finland or Sweden, they always said when they would go back home, they always gained at least 5 kilos because there was the good bread. And you could smell the bread every morning. They would have that typical kind of European breakfast, meat and cheese, and then there was the bread. And there were, my favorite was that bread that had that brown bread with the molasses, and you could just smell the sweetness. And it was so tasty, and I'm sure I gained 5 kilos when we went to Finland. Now, in our text today, just prior to that, Jesus warns his disciples about the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. Now, this is not good brown bread. This leaven is having its way upon his disciples. Because not so long ago, he admonished them concerning this. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. Their influence, that is, Herod and the Pharisees, that leaven was working its way through the dough of the disciples. The influence was upon their mind and upon their heart. It was a very different one than one who has the mind of Christ. The disciples didn't understand. As Jesus talks for a second time, speaks of his coming death and resurrection, they don't understand. They didn't understand when he talked about beware of the leaven. They thought, well, we only brought one loaf on this boat ride. Maybe he's talking about this. And Jesus said, you don't get it. The reality is that leaven of the Pharisees and Herod is an old leaven that still has its way with people. It has its way with you and with me. So in today's text is an excellent way for us to reflect upon that leaven as we head into the season, or in the season of pre-Lent and on the way to Lent. So in our text, it's the second time that Jesus speaks about his being delivered to men, killed, and he will rise again. The disciples have heard it. This time Peter doesn't rebuke Jesus. This time they remain silent. And then now, as the disciples travel to Capernaum, they begin to argue. Their ignorance is being shown. The leaven is having its way. Who's the greatest? They're debating back and forth along the road. And then Jesus, as they get to the house, notices something is at work amongst his disciples, and it's not good stuff. And he asks them, "What have you been discussing along the way?" Not a word. They remain silent, perhaps showing some wisdom and not opening their mouths this time. And now it's time for Jesus to teach. And so he does. He calls the 12 then to himself, and he says, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be last and servant of all." In other words, the old leaven has to be thrown out because disciples of Jesus are called to a life that is congruent with his, a suffering servant, a life characterized by denial, denial of self, the things of this world. It's a life characterized of looking towards God, fixing our eyes on Jesus in faith, in thinking the things of God, having the mind of Christ. The life of the disciple is not to be characterized by concerns of the world so that they overcome us, or success, looking to ourselves only for success, or with confidence in ourselves as if we are the end of all things, thinking the things of men. The leaven of the Pharisees and Herod has been working on these disciples. So Jesus must pitch that leaven as only he can. St. Paul says in Corinthians, "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you are really unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." So it's time for a little early spring cleaning. I know it's not quite 40 out. We might get some 50s, but it's pre-Lenten spring cleaning. And Jesus calls us to a life of servanthood. And this is what Jesus teaches and shows his disciples in our text today. If anyone wants to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. And then he takes a child and puts them in the midst of them, and in his arms he says, "Whoever receives such a child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." Jesus puts right before the disciples' face, right before our face, what a servant looks like, what servanthood is. It's first and fundamentally dependent on him. If we look at a child in the first century, it had no status. Often slaves had greater status than a child. A child is totally dependent on a parent, upon someone else. They have no status. But also, as we think about it, they were dependent on others. And as one who would take care of a child, we are to look toward their needs. A servant looks out towards others, takes the eyes off the navel, and looks toward and actually cares for others. How can one be a true leader? One is dependent upon the Lord, but ultimately is one who is focused outward in service, like our Savior. So the argument on the way about who is the greatest, Jesus makes it clear they're guided by leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. They have set their sights on the wrong kingdom. They have indeed not understood it. Once again, Paul writes, "Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore, as we prepare to celebrate the festival, do so not with leaven, the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." And Christ, our Passover lamb, not only shows what servanthood looks like for his disciple, he lives it for them and for us in our place. The greatest becomes the least. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, goes to the cross. The sinless one becomes sin for us. The one who knew no sin becomes sin. He becomes cursed. He is the cursed one on the tree. This Passover lamb becomes the whole burnt offering for all of humanity. The old leaven gets burned up so that the new can come. The resurrected one delivers you that so that through his word, through baptism, through supper and absolution, we receive what he has done for us and ready to serve and be a servant then, empowered and equipped by him to a life of servanthood. So this week, we have missionaries in the building, second week of orientation. I remind them, or at least tell them, back when I went through in 2015, we had all they had in 2 weeks, solid orientation, rather than stretched out over 8, and even 2 weeks is quite the fire hose experience. But we're blessed to have them here. It's exciting to see our missionaries. The problem, though, is often when we have our missionaries in the building, and we think of missionaries, there's this tendency of folks to think that missionaries are like super Christians. that they're the ones giving up everything, that they're the ones who are really doing the work. And that idea can spread. I was a missionary. Am I really doing the work? Am I not doing the work now that I'm here at the International Center? But the leaven can spread. It spreads in this building. It can spread amongst missionaries. It can spread. But every Christian is called not to a life of being a super Christian, but of being one who is in Christ, one who daily dies to sin, one who daily serves their neighbor. Every Christian is called to a life of servanthood and to daily have that old leaven removed so that they can and are servants of Christ, whom he has called us to be in baptism. And so, baptized into Christ, we have entered the fight, a fight that he equips us for. And daily we live out that baptism. Daily that old leaven is pitched. Daily we die to sin. Daily we rise anew, renewed by the one who has died and risen again for us, forgives us, restores us, and sets us on our feet again. And knowing how needy and dependent we are, he sends his Spirit, as he promises and has promised, who called us to faith, who continues to gather and enlighten us and keep us in that faith and equip us so that we may do the work of service he has called us to do. And also, baptized into Christ, we're set free now. Because he has died and risen again, we're set free to serve our neighbor in whatever vocation that may be, whether it be a missionary, whether it be a business manager, a church planter, or whatever position that may be, whatever vocation, whether in this building or outside of it, he equips us and calls us to serve that and do so in him. And so by faith, we live out that vocation in love and service to our neighbor, but every day clinging to that beautiful gift of life and salvation that we have in Christ, our Passover Lamb. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.